President Obama was never a valedictorian in school, but then he is the president now. Kind of doesn't matter anymore. All of the cadets at West Point yesterday had to salute their commander-in-chief wherever they fell in the graduating class.
Gabriel S. Cornegy.
Alfonso A. Rivera.
Hope E. Mango.
Matthew P. Rowe.
Matthew A. Mayo.
Matthew A. Mayo, that's a Medal of Honor cheer there. For what? And was that a bag of cash he was handed along with a diploma? Matthew A. Mayo joined an exclusive club yesterday. He's a GOAT. The GOAT, actually, in the class of 2014. He's the GOAT, as a venerable West Point tradition has it, for graduating last in his class. James Robbins says that being a GOAT is not the same as being number one, but it's definitely not the same as being a loser. He's the author of Last in Their Class, Custer, Pickett, and the GOATs of West Point.
It is definitely an honor. It is in no way a joke. Anybody who graduates from West Point has gone through 4 years of a very difficult curriculum. And as one West Point graduate I know said, he'd rather be last on that team than first on any other team.
Right. And this class of GOATs, this herd of GOATs down through history includes some pretty well-known names, right?
Yeah, the best known would be George Custer, who died at Little Bighorn. After him would probably be George Pickett of Pickett's Charge at Gettysburg.
Now, Pickett, of course, is a tactical genius, remembered as a tactical genius, right?
Well, you know, Pickett was a hero before he became notorious at Gettysburg for losing that charge. He had done some other pretty interesting things earlier in his career, but unfortunately for him on that day, it just wasn't working for him.
And you said that, you know, Custer died at Little Bighorn. That's a very nice way of saying he lost one of the most overwhelming battles in the history of the U.S. Army, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, Custer is synonymous with utter military fiasco.
Well, that's true now because of Little Bighorn. But interestingly, there was an expression in the Army dating back from Custer's West Point days called Custer's luck. And it meant good luck because he was an extraordinarily lucky guy. And in the Civil War, he won many battles. Unfortunately, again, for him, when it came to the Battle of the Little Bighorn, his luck ran out. And since then, Custer's luck has meant the opposite.
Let's talk about some of the modern characters who come out as GOATs at West Point. Would you say there's something about being towards the bottom of the class or even at the bottom of the class that gives you maybe an extra incentive to prove yourself, that there are certain personalities that occupy this placement in the class?
I think so. I think that you get different types of officers at the top and the bottom of the class. The officers at the top of the class are very by the book. It doesn't mean they don't have imaginations, but they're the people who really spent the time and did the work and all that to graduate at the top. Whereas the fellows at the bottom and one woman who was the GOAT have been more out of the box thinkers. They've gotten into trouble periodically, but then they get out of trouble, which is probably an even better skill. And in the old days, when they had branch assignments based on class rank, the people at the bottom would go into the most dangerous occupations, be it infantry or cavalry or something like that. And so they brought those sort of out-of-the-box skills to the tactical situations that they met, and often very successfully.
Personally, do you have a thing for underdogs?
Oh, I think that's the American way, don't you? Rooting for the underdog, hoping that the you know, the person who started out with maybe less than the other guy can rise up and overcome the odds. And you know, people think that maybe they're making fun of the GOAT, but definitely not. It is an honor to be the GOAT, and people, in fact, compete to be the GOAT.
James Robbins is the author of Last in Their Class, Custer, Pickett, and the GOATs of West Point. And he's also the author of the upcoming book, speaking of underdogs, The Real Custer. James, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.